Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Forge Studios, Faith Family Forge, Jim Williams with you this afternoon on ABQ Connect, and two of my favorite people to talk to in the studio, Amy Allen and Jennifer Lee Smith. Of course, they visited with us back in September about the Real Women's Conference, and they're in studio today to talk about how that went, and everything went terrific, I understand, right?
It was amazing! I just wish everyone that knew about it, everyone could have been there. That's my only regret.
Well, you had a bunch.
Yeah, we did. We did.
And what I was impressed with, and I want to ask you first to recap for us, is some of the speakers and some of the topics. And maybe even before we do that, we should back up and talk about, okay, what is the Real Women's Conference and the theme this year? And I know you're going to have another one next year. Next year will be what, seven?
Yes, but
or in New Mexico, that is seven. That'll be the seventh conference.
Yeah, and we're taking a year of jubilee. It's our 50th. Jennifer and I both turn 50 next year. And so we're going to move it to March of 2021 for the next one, for the seventh.
March of 2021.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of preparation that goes into the conference. And while we love it, it actually always comes the month of Amy's birthday. So, yeah. So she's getting a break.
50 years old. Here's the sad part. I was 50 years old over a decade ago.
Hey,
you guys.
That's okay. Yeah. You don't look it. Believe me. If people
50.
Haven't seen you, he looks great.
Yes, well, thank you. Yeah. You're very nice to say that. Yeah. But tell me again. Let's go over the Real Women's Conference. Talk about, you had a new theme this year, and obviously that attracted a lot of people. Recap all of that for us.
Well, okay, so the Real Conference is about getting what's hidden in darkness out into God's light for Him to heal. And so this year the theme is called Yes, Lord, Using Our Pain to Proclaim His Name. So it's the thought that, okay, we're going to get real with God, get real with others, get this out, say yes to the Lord, whatever it is He's asking of us. And that might be, you know, we really covered a lot of things. It's not this grandiose thing that you know, oh, He's going to send me to Africa to be a missionary. but it might be, yes, Lord, I'll believe that You're good, even in the midst of my trial. Yes, Lord, I'll believe that You have a plan and a purpose through this mess. Those kind of things. And then the theme, yes, Lord, using our pain to proclaim His name, is being real. Using what we've been through, what He and the healing that He's brought to us, and telling others what He's done, and that's how it brings Him glory.
So your website is called getrealwithgod.com, and I'm kind of detecting from, it's almost insinuating that sometimes people are not real with God.
Mm-hmm.
Are they hiding things through their pain? Or interviewed the author Chris Thurman of a book called The Lies We Believe.
Mm.
And he has a chapter on lies men believe and lies women believe. And it's interesting because we all believe some similar type lies. But one of the things that a lot of women believe is that if they're really people of faith, they won't have any problems.
Mm.
Which, of course, is just a message from the enemy.
Yes.
And a great way to isolate you and keep you away from people.
You know, we heard that over and over, and we addressed that head on. One of my favorite stories was a woman that came to me and said, I thought that because I became a Christian, it kind of just went away. And this conference opened my eyes to the fact that, no, that's not the case, and it needs to be dealt with. And that's why I call it that, taking what's hidden inside of us into the light for God to heal. And it's a willing act on our part. You know, we can not be willing, but those things end up coming out as anxieties, depression, diseases.
But these are not things that Christians, in quotes, are supposed to have.
No.
And that's not real, right, ladies?
No. The Bible is replete with, you know, Jesus says, therefore, in this world, you will have trouble.
Yeah.
But do not fear, for I have overcome the world. And that's the message.
Yes, we are always delivering that message of grace.
And for us, it's a little bit easier because we're so transparent with our mm-hmm. testimonies. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's refreshing for other women. And once they hear other people openly sharing, it almost gives them permission. Not mm-hmm. that they need permission to do so. But I even know from my own personal testimony that, as I've shared with you before, that I was a drug addict. Mm. And the way the Lord cleaned me up was he used this radio station. Mm. And it was through the hearing of the Word of God. But it was also hearing all of these pastors that were sharing their testimonies about being drug addicts. Mm. And for me, I didn't grow up hearing that. I didn't grow up hearing the Word of God. I didn't grow up hearing from pastors. So it blew my mind to think that, well, number one, that God could clean somebody up that was an addict, because as far as I knew, once an addict, always an addict. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, that God could actually use somebody that came out of that. Mm. But, you know, that's, if God didn't use people that came out of stuff, he wouldn't have anybody to use.
so true.
Yeah, so it really doesn't matter if it's drug addiction or if it's anger or, you know, any of these things that we try and hide that Jesus has already paid for.
You know, a lot of us know the expression that we're supposed to be the salt of the world. And a lot of us put too much salt on our food or, you know, whatever. But I always think of that as Christians really are what I would call full-flavored people.
Mm-hmm.
They just have all this stuff. They'll just tell you the straight scoop about what they've had in their past and how God changed their lives. And so that's what your conference has been about. And that's mm-hmm. the ministry that you're both dedicated to, is to encourage people and lift them up. So you've talked about the theme and kind of what you did. Tell us about some of the results. You had a bunch of people in attendance. Old, young, varied. How was it?
Oh, all ages. Mm-hmm. We had over 225 women
wow.
attend. My favorite part is representing 75 different churches. I didn't know we had that many in town.
Yeah.
I printed it out and I highlighted the ones that were the first time and then crossed it out when I saw it again. 75. So, and it's just amazing. And it shows the unity in the body of Christ that God called this vision of the Real Conference to.
Well,
let's
go back to what we were just talking about. You have a woman who's hurting and she's coming to the conference. She knows she's going to get lifted up. I know you two, and even though I've only talked to you a couple of times, what you guys are going to do is you're going to show that person not only how they can live life, but live it abundantly.
Abundant, absolutely.
And then how God will use them to transform someone else.
Exactly. Yes,
so they'll
right.
go back to one of those 75 churches
yes.
and to people that are hurting in that body and lift them up.
Exactly. And that's, I know. I live near the mountain and I go running and I stop where I can get this view of the entire city, and I pray over our city, and I pray that women, and as I was praying for the conference, that they would get that vision and make a ripple effect in our city.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something unique to the Real Conference as well. I believe is that we're very invested in this community. Mm-hmm. All of our speakers are, most except for one, are from here. And so we want to continue that healing process and the encouragement right here in Albuquerque so it can spread around the world. You know, so.
We are talking with Jennifer Lee Smith and founder Amy Allen of the Real Women's Conference. We're going to be back with more with them right after these messages. Stay with us.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system running? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com.
For King and Country, Burn the Ships World Tour.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
A stage inspired by the bow of a ship and their most elaborate yet intimate production yet. Every song from the new CD, Burn the Ships, plus all your favorites.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
For King and Country, live.
Reserve your seats right now at forkingcountry.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It's the Amy Allen, Jennifer Lee Smith team in studio with me this morning, or this afternoon on ABQ Connect. I guess I got to remember we're on at 1 p.m. So thank you for joining us. The Real Women's Conference was held at Eastern Hills Baptist Church back in mid-September. Jennifer and Amy are in studio kind of recapping that for us. And I have a question now because a lot of people went to your conference. Mm-hmm. They're now living regular lives and moving on. You probably shared with them some ways they can get plugged in. But if they're listening to this program, I want you to give them a recap of a good story or two, and let me go over this question. How does God work through people that have experienced challenges in life, pain, suffering, and sin?
Well, I think to answer that question, the way he works through them is the verse for our conference, and it was 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 5, 3 through 5, talking about the same comfort that we've received from the Lord, that we can then give that to others. And you can't comfort someone that you don't know, you haven't walked in their shoes, you don't know what they've been through. But all the women at the conference, we've been through some deep stuff, and the answer is the same. Jesus brought us through. And now we share that comfort he's given us with others, that encouragement that nothing is impossible for him. And one of my favorite stories is one of our speakers had an issue with anger. You would never know. Most soft-spoken, sweet woman you've ever met. But at home, it was different. And her son reported it at school, and that he was kind of afraid of his mom for the anger. And the teacher had to report that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they had a CYFD investigation. Mm. And she's my friend as well, the speaker. And she was terrified that someone would find out this ugly sin. Mm. But God encouraged her and prompted her to share with me privately at one point. And I just loved on her. And there was no judgment. There was just love. Just as Jesus would do. And she was encouraged by that. And then she shared it in the Bible study that Jennifer Smith and I were leading, Let's Get Real So God Can Heal. And then that encouraged other people. Well, now she shares it at the conference, and she shared it beautifully on Saturday. And after the conference, a woman ran up to her and said, I'm going through that too. Wow. Thank you for being real. Thank you for sharing. So see, that's a perfect example of how we can encourage others in the midst of what we've been through. We can't, there's no authenticity if you haven't been through something. So,
yeah. And when you are open to sharing, you really don't know who God is trying to target with that. I mean, it happens when you're at church and you think, how does the pastor know that? He's talking directly to me. And it's because the Holy Spirit. And so her sharing that so openly, God knew exactly who needed to hear that. And so we don't even get to know everybody that was touched by this. I can't wait. That's one of the things I look forward to in heaven, is just seeing the results of everything that God was orchestrating, and how he used all of these different people and all of this pain to impact his kingdom.
Well, I want to make sure everybody knows that they can get in touch with you all through your website. It's called getrealwithgod.com, and they can go to the contact page and send you an email. Mm-hmm. Those emails go directly to Amy.
Yes.
And you guys will get back in touch with them. Of course, you try to keep people plugged into their churches, but you have a lot of other resources, too, going on just to encourage people.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Tell us about those.
So as you said, we do encourage all of those women from the 75 different churches to get involved if their church has a Bible study. Even if their church has a Bible study, we have more specific Bible studies that they may be interested in also adding on.
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't want to go to more than one Bible study a week, do you?
when I first came to the Lord, I went to two different
Every
churches.
Night.
I was in two different Bible studies. Yeah, because I was so hungry.
But isn't what I just said kind of like culturally thought about? And I know people that go to a Bible study every night. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people and they're, here's the thing. I don't mean for that to sound like it's this, Christian nerd thing where you go out and just do Bible studies all the time, because a lot of the things that Christians do are a lot of fun.
That's true.
You want to read about stories in the Bible. If you want action and adventure and bad guys and good guys, you got it all.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything, you know. It's like I was talking to a guy the other day and he was talking about, I don't like some of these stories where there's a lot of sexual innuendo and those kind of things. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you might want to stay away from the Old Testament because there's a lot of really crazy stuff that went on.
Yeah.
And God uses that. I certainly don't want people to be, sexualizing things by any means. No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the Bible is full of everything that we deal with today. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Absolutely.
And there are real people like you two young ladies who are willing to say, look, these are the things we were involved in, and now there's 10 or 15 other people involved with our ministry that have been through a plethora of other things. So if you need to talk about something, we pretty much got it covered.
Mm-hmm. We do. Like you said, I mean, the Bible is so relevant. I think that was one of the things when I first came to the Lord, I had no idea mm-hmm. how relevant it was to our daily lives. Mm-hmm. So as we do these different Bible studies, we talk about very specific things. For instance, there's a Bible study called Hope Ahead, which is taught by Barb Mulvey and Chris Paulson, and they have both come out of abuse, different types of abuse. Mm. So there's a lot of forgiveness, there's a lot of grace, there's a lot of healing that can come from that. And so the Bible study is very, very powerful, whether you come out of sexual abuse, verbal abuse, whatever. Amy and I, she mentioned earlier, we had written a Bible study called Let's Get Real So God Can Heal, which is actually before the Real Conference started. That was how we felt led by the Lord. And so we wrote that. And Amy and Della, mm-hmm. are another person that's on our board, are actually teaching that one now. So again, bringing stuff to the light. They're doing that on Wednesdays.
Tonight.
I can't be there.
And where does that take place?
It is at Eastern Hills,
okay.
So if they at Baptist Church, from 6:30 until 8.
Now, do you have to have memorized 400 scriptures and know your Old Testament, New Testament back and forward before you can come?
Yeah. So there's a test that we had sent out. So if you not at all. In fact, and we always encourage women that they're welcome to join at any time, because even though this is the third time we've met, they can jump in at any time, and it's still it'll speak to them right where they are.
I hope people understand my facetious tone, because
I know, right?
We really don't want to, all we really want them to do is to come and start to read
and
talk about the word together. And the funny thing is, it's a lot different. I was a member of a couple different book clubs where we would read books, and that was fun because you could talk about the story and everything. But what people don't realize is the Hebrews says the word of God is sharper than any mm-hmm. two-edged sword, and penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, bone and marrow, mm-hmm. and it is able to discern the thoughts and intentions of our heart. In other words, the word is alive.
It is.
It
Absolutely.
Lives in you.
Absolutely.
And it starts to affect you in a really neat way.
Mm-hmm.
And
does.
I want to encourage people that is a way to read and get your questions answered. How about the lie that some people think that if you're a believer, you should just automatically believe everything you read?
No. We have a really big God, and we can ask him really big and tough questions, and nothing's too hard for him to answer. And he will answer it as we seek him. He says if we seek him with all our heart, he will be found by us. He encourages that. And I actually don't know. I'm not an expert in any of this, but I don't know of any other religion that really encourages you to press in so much. Mm-hmm. Because I know that the God is the way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And any question you ask of him can be answered because he is the one true God. Nothing, and he wants us to know why we believe what we believe. I mean, that,
sure,
you know, there's, I think the people that question it the most, you know, if you think of Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, I mean, they came at it from trying to pick it apart and prove that it's wrong.
Sure.
And came to know him. So I just love, and we encourage questions, and we encourage, you know, everyone has periods of doubt. Mm-hmm. And but when we press in, then we know why we believe what we believe, because he proves himself faithful over and over.
Amen. Amy Allen, Jennifer Lee Smith in studio with us this afternoon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and he does, but he also maintains those who belong to him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and he is only a breath away. Please call out to him.
To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I offer caring, comfort, and support to patients and families at a very trying time in their lives. Making a difference is a wonderful blessing, both to them and to me.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care, and click on volunteer.
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Lee Smith and Amy Allen in studio with us this afternoon. They have a website called GetRealWithGod.com. It is an encouragement to women primarily. I know that wherever there are women, there are men.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way God kind of put it all together. So I'm going to skip down to the end of my list a little bit, because there are a lot of people that are hurting about relationships or former relationships. And I want you to speak to the men, if you both would. You're both married now. And I pray those are great marriages and wonderful marriages. I got big smiles from both of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you both know it's hard work.
Yeah.
It's tough. So address those married men out there. Offer them a challenge, if you would. What are some things that the men need to be thinking about in terms of the women they love?
The first thing that popped into my head was, if the man is completely sold out to the Lord themselves. See, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. That speaks volumes to the woman. That's where our security comes from. That's where our peace comes from our hope. When I see my husband sitting at our kitchen counter with the Bible open and studying God's word, that's everything to me. And everything else falls in line after that. But if he is seeking the Lord with all his heart, everything else will fall into place. And the relationship in the marriage will as well. Because a woman will follow a man who's following the Lord.
Okay.
So
Jennifer,
true.
What do you think?
I agree. And that made me think of somebody that I'm meeting with now that I'm doing some coaching with, and she is unequally yoked. And so I can see from her perspective, just how difficult that is. And in a case like that, I think that the woman really just has to understand that Jesus is her husband. Mm-hmm. And I know Amy said this last time, that the husband is, or Jesus is really the cake, and our husbands are the icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. So we need to really keep our eyes on Jesus. For the men, I mean, I really think that listening to their wives, is very important. I think that women will open up and share because they do want to be comforted. They do have this need for somebody just to really protect them. You know, I mean, I know we're all very independent women and we can make it without a man, but just to know that your husband, I mean, he is our leader. And if a man will listen to his wife and be patient, well, just what scripture says, you know, really to understand that we are the weaker sex and we're equal, but we do need our husband to take the lead.
Okay, I'm going off script.
Okay.
So husbands, and I'm challenging your husbands as well, because I'm sure that there's days where they have long days, they're exhausted, they may be grouched out by some customer that was mean to them at the end of the day. They don't have the Bible open when they come home. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're laying down on the bed with a pillow over their face because they can't believe how hard their day was. And they don't ask you about how you're doing. And they just want a few minutes. And what's your responsibility in that kind of scenario?
I give my husband as much space as he wants because I'm pretty independent as well. Mm. So I don't have an issue with that. I think that if we really are in tune with what's going on in each other's lives, that we should respect that. Mm-hmm. We should be able to give each other that kind of space.
Yeah. Do you guys have more sin when you're fatigued?
I just did this the other day. I was angry and I was surprised at myself because I'm usually pretty even keeled, but this, I had to make cookies for my daughter's volleyball team as a fundraiser, and it was just kind of thrown on as an extra thing to do. Like, I have a lot of time and I don't. And I got, so I was getting angry, and I was embarrassed though about how quickly I got angry, and it was fatigue. It was being tired. And yeah, that happens both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely more short tempered.
Do you think people in general will sometimes work themselves almost to physical exhaustion, and then they kind of spiritualize it? And really all they need to do is go to bed.
Yeah, get
right.
some rest.
And get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally think, I mean, we are mind and body and spirit, mm-hmm. and God created all of that. And we really need to understand that God is involved. We don't want to compartmentalize ourselves. I also think that, I know for myself, just not leaving margin in my schedule, because that is such a big thing in this world now. It's like we are so busy, and we just fill up. If we see there's any space in our calendars, we think we can fill that up. And that's not healthy for us, especially with technology. I mean, we're constantly checking emails or text. So we really have to make it intentional to rest if physically, so that we can be slow to speak and slow to anger and quick to listen.
I like that. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about people that might be listening that didn't get to go to the Real Women's Conference, and they may be hurting right now. Give us a word for them.
Well, I think Jennifer alluded to this earlier, is that just to realize that you're not alone, that there are others that understand and have been through struggle as well. And, that God sees you.
Yes.
That God loves you. That God has a plan even in the really hard stuff. And that He is the one that will carry you through. And He's teaching you something in the midst of it. It's for our own good. It's developing our character. It's strengthening our faith. It's making us more and more like Jesus if we're turning to him and not running away from him.
Yes. I would say that while there are others like us that can comfort you, to really understand that Jesus mm-hmm. is it. You know, because we can say that we understand, but everybody's got different circumstances. And sometimes saying that we understand can feel a little offensive. Mm-hmm. But there is one that truly understands. And I love the name of God, El Roy, because it is the God who sees us. Mm-hmm. And I know when I go through things, you know, I'm not going through drug addiction anymore, but when I go through things that I know that he sees. And that right there just really gives me a peace. Mm-hmm. And then again, like Amy said, I mean, just to understand that there's a purpose in it, you will get closer to Jesus during that time. I came to know that I needed a savior when I was in my lowest moments. And so I have absolutely no regrets of my past, because that is how the depth of my need for him and the depth of his love and forgiveness for me has given me a relationship with him that I wouldn't have had otherwise. So, and it's a season. I think that's the other thing to remember when you're going through stuff, is that it really is a season. It may be a very long season, but it is a season.
Well, let's circle around now for these people that didn't attend the conference. And let's say they go on your website, getrealwithdodd.com, and they enter in, you know, please contact me. Here's my phone number. And you reach out to them. Are they then going to be asked to stand in front of 40 people and confess all their sins to the world? How does that work?
No, absolutely not. And it wasn't that wasn't the case at the conference either.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all just giving examples and testimonials, and then it inspires people. Mm-hmm. Over and over again, we've seen people get encouraged and inspired just by seeing our example, because they didn't even know that that was a thing. Like, that's
right.
Possible. Like, why are you telling, like Jennifer, when she was listening to the pastors on the radio, I didn't even know this existed, you know, that people could be that real. So it's more, catching it by inspiration, really. And then, encouraging them that, you know, you'll be scared. But God might call you to just share with one person. What you've been through, and that might be exactly what that person needed to hear. And it becomes easier over time as you share.
So maybe
your story.
Even sharing something that you've done.
Yeah.
Maybe a sin in your life or what your circumstances are. Somehow God may just use that to lift up the one person you share it with.
Absolutely. Yeah. This doesn't mean you have to become this public speaker and tell the whole world and get on the radio like we're on doing now.
Right.
It's however God directs you.
That's right.
But what we're encouraging them is but don't keep it hidden inside.
Yeah.
Sometimes, just being able to share with one person that you can trust, or praying with someone, or I want to come back to what Jennifer said, and in my darkest time too, Jesus became my everything. And that is what he does in our darkest moments, is he becomes that fills the hole, fills the void, fills those needy places. And when you fill with him, then everyone else around you, other relationships, are our bonus.
That's right.
But he is our sustenance and our everything. And that, you know, trials most often, and that's exactly what he's doing, is bringing us back, coming back to your first love if you've gone away from him, or coming into a relationship with Jesus, maybe for the first time. And those trials, he uses those.
Amy Allen and Jennifer Lee Smith in studio with us this afternoon. When we come back, Amy's going to share a story of an email that she got from some folks that came to her to the Real Women's Conference. We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
I tell my kids all the time this: you'll never do big things when you're distracted by small things. You could be in your own leadership distracted by social media, unnecessary text, emails that waste your time, browsing, chatting with coworkers, and etc. If I were doing this in a big talk, I would say, starve your distractions and feed your focus. And I want to say it here relationally. Starve them. Remove the distractions and feed your focus. Starve distractions, feed your focus. Here's what we have to understand. Whenever you have what somebody else calls an opportunity, hey, this is a great opportunity for you. If it doesn't hit your end goal, what you want to learn is the art of politely declining. What you're going to do is you're simply going to smile and you're going to decline. Always smile and just say something like, I thank you, but this isn't going to work for me. That's it. All you have to do is say no. This is so important. You don't have to give a reason.
That was Craig Rochelle on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
We can change the world with the words we say. Hi, I'm Lisa Turkers with Proverbs 31 Ministries. One day, I was eating in a restaurant, and every time our server came to the table, she had something really kind to say. I was amazed by her gracious attitude, and I found it was quite contagious. So I challenged myself to make a conscious effort to use my words as a gift to each person that I came in contact with the rest of that day. You know, in a world that promotes tearing others down to build ourselves up, we can make a difference by using our words to bless and encourage. Let's look at those who we come in contact with today as people who really need a kind word or two. I've found that giving kind words, it's one of the greatest ways to make the love of Jesus known to so many who desperately need it. For more, visit Proverbs31.org.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford. Power Ford, we really appreciate their sponsorship and all of our sponsors. Everybody does a great job to support us, getting out the word and encouraging people. Jennifer Lee Smith and Amy Allen with the Real Women's Conference, and they do a lot of ministry around the city. We're going to have Amy now share a story that somebody emailed in and talk to you a little bit about some neat things they've experienced in their walk and in learning about the Lord at your conference.
Yeah, this email means the world to me because it when I get feedback like this, it just keeps me going and reminds me of why God called me to this and what He's doing through it. He gets all the glory for what He is doing in and through the conference and all the speakers. But this woman emailed me like 2 days after and said this. Hi, Amy. I wanted to thank you for all the time, energy, and prayer that went into this weekend's conference. I was doing day one's Bible study. We include a Bible study in the booklet. Mm-hmm. And God used some verses to continue to teach me. I wanted to share this with you as a source of encouragement for you and the other speakers. Short version, due to abuse in my past, I have struggled and wrestled relentlessly with works. It is my wounded knee, as one of the speakers said this weekend. The first sword, the word of truth, came in our pastor's message today. Galatians 3:24 says the law is our tutor. Tutor, not our measuring stick, not our condemner, our tutor, personal teacher. It points us to our need for God's grace in Jesus. It doesn't beat us to a pulp and leave us hopeless or dead. It points us to Christ so we can quit trying to measure up. Sword number two. In the Bible study from the booklet, I read the beginning of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2, and it says, we have renounced the things hidden because of shame. Renounce the shame. And we really talked about that at the conference and had a really neat skit about it, too. It was amazing. Sword number three, one of the references in my Bible for today's passage referred to Psalm 116. Verses 1 through 2 say, I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Verses 5 through 6, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and He saved me. I feel like a weight has been lifted from me, and I am so very thankful. So my next step is commit these passages to heart and continue to slay the lies. I'm pretty sure that knee is still tender. Lastly, I hope this is not going on too long. Please bear with me. But during lunch on Saturday, I shared something with a young lady who sat beside me. She told me I should share it with you. Friday night, as I was driving home, God revealed to me that Satan is an identity thief. We live in an era where our identities can be stolen online and our lives can be turned upside down. It is a real and pressing fear in today's world. We are regularly encouraged to take steps to protect ourselves. Satan, however, is the ultimate identity thief. He has lied to me for years about God, and I believed him. I renounce the shame I felt for believing Satan. He stole my identity in Christ, and I languished. I need to take steps to protect myself from Satan stealing my identity, too. The Real Conference logo is a fingerprint. Our fingerprints identify us. Also, there's an old song by Stephen Curtis Chapman that says, I can see the fingerprints of God when I look at you. I don't know if either or both of those were your intent when creating the logo, but if they were, I got it. Again, many thanks to you and the ladies on your team. Well done, good and faithful servants. In his grace, Elaine.
Hey, you started that by saying that receiving that email gives you energy.
Yes.
And off air, you said, you know, sometimes this is so overwhelming that we want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, what a word of encouragement for somebody that you were ministering to writes you a letter to lift you up.
I love it. I love it. And it's true. And that's, you know, that's the way this works, is that we're here to encourage one another and build one another up, as the word says. And none of us can do this alone. I mean, it's wonderful to be in a community like this and just be able to encourage one another and say, don't give up. Because Jennifer, as my witness, I have tried to quit every single year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and a lot of us were feeling that way this year.
Yeah.
There was something, yeah.
The warfare that comes against it can be intense.
But it can be.
But God's bigger, and he's greater.
It's a lot of work. Now, you're both turning 50 this year?
Next year.
No, next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to get some extra energy. That's just the way it works. When you turn 50, you get
an
extra
shot.
Okay,
good. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's exciting. Woohoo.
It's like every cup of coffee that you have at the coffee shop is going to give you an extra jolt of energy.
That's awesome. Looking forward to that.
I love that.
Well, hey, we appreciate you sharing that story very much, and we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk about some things, special events that you have coming up tonight. Actually, you have something going on, a workshop, so we'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today on the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Christianity is a cross-culture. Skip Heitzik expands on this point.
More than that, our whole Christian culture, our whole point of contact with God and fellowship with each other is rallied around a crucified and risen Savior.
The reason for the cross is God's holy character.
But he is so perfect, so impeccable, so flawless, so pure, that he can't just hang out with imperfection.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com. And check this out from Skip.
We have, you and I have, an imputed righteousness, not an intrinsic righteousness. It's a righteousness given to us, but not earned by us.
It's a free gift.
It's a free gift.
Subscribe to the Skip Heitzik YouTube channel and listen up.
Jesus experienced that darkness so that you could have light. Jesus experienced death, but in his death, like that crimson crocus, he gave life, new life.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our producer, Tim Fuller, putting us back on the air, running all the commercials. Flawless integration there, Tim. Way to go, man. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Jennifer Lee Smith and Amy Allen. They put on an annual conference called the Real, R-E-A-L, Women's Conference held at Eastern Hills Baptist Church this year in September, and we've been recapping it today. But we also wanted to follow up with you all today because you have some other things going on. Jennifer, you've got a Bible study and a workshop going on tonight.
I do. I have God's Way to Success is the Bible study and the workshop. So tonight is the Bible study. It's an 8-week Bible study. It started last week, but again, people can join at any time. And that is at Wayland Bible University.
Okay.
And then Saturday, I'm doing an all-day workshop for women that can't attend the Bible study. So we're going to go through the entire book all in one day. And really what it's about is, so I have, you know, my drug and alcohol book and stuff like that. But now, you know, I came out of that season and went into a different season. And so this comes out of a really fresh season for me in finding, you know, what are your spiritual gifts? What are the things that are holding you back? What lies are there from the enemy? What maybe has been spoken over you? All of that kind of stuff. So I kind of lead ladies through overcoming obstacles and overcoming lies from the enemy and digging into what God is calling them to do. And really, it can be, again, mind, body, and spirit. It's not just about what God's calling you to do in the church. It's about every day. You know, I'm so passionate about not compartmentalizing, but wherever you are, doing everything heartily is unto the Lord. So Bible study on Wednesday nights, and then the workshop is on Saturday all day.
Nice.
Yes.
And Amy, you've got Bible study tonight also.
Yes.
And then a special event on the 17th.
Yes. So we have what we call hot topics, where we deal with some of these really tough issues and address them. And
give me an example of tough issues.
Well, okay. So we've done hard marriages, abuse in marriage. Mm. We've done shame. We've touched on pornography at one point. We've I'm trying to think of what we had this year already.
Well, I know addiction. You mentioned one.
Addiction, yeah. Jennifer was there.
Yeah.
She did. She spoke about hers. So we don't, you know.
Yeah, you're not pulling any punches talking about real things.
We're not doing crafts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and it's great, by the way, to do crafts.
It is, yes.
But this is a way for people to just start really addressing stuff that's real.
Yeah.
You know, we keep using that word, but mm-hmm. it's true. You want people to be real. And again, they don't have to make a public confession or anything.
No.
You're going to have a way for them to talk to an individual, make yourselves available mm-hmm. and talk with people, help them start working through things. And the thing that I've enjoyed most about getting to know you two is that you have speakers and people that are participating in your ministry that have deep experiences with some of these things. Like, It's hard for me to believe that, I'll back up. So I have a gentleman, that joins our program frequently. He started the New Mexico Dream Center and his entire ministry is about domestic minor sex trafficking.
Wow.
Two people were convicted in our city 2 weeks ago for trafficking, I believe their 8 and their 10-year-old. These are their own children.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So they're not abusing them, but they're selling their children. So, again, this is a very, very – these are heavy topics.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a speaker that had that type of thing
yes.
happening to her at the hands of her father.
Mm-hmm.
She's now turned it completely around and stands up in front of women and says, look, you can get through this. If you're in it, this is how. And I did it, and I know God's going to take you out of it. So, man, that is so powerful.
It is.
And so amazing. But you're also wanting to deal with people that are just maybe tired at the end of the day because they're working three jobs. And so it doesn't have to be this spectacularly tragic thing.
No.
But if it is, God's still big enough, and working through your ministry, people can be encouraged.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we've made a distinction of is, and we have speakers on both sides of it, is it's not just, it's about being sinned against, and it's about your own sin. So, for example, our speaker that speaks about being sexually abused, you know, she was sinned against, and then I get on stage right after her, and And I'm like, I was the one, you know, so we're hitting both sides of it, you know, and there's shame on both sides of it, you know, and even that night when I had to speak after her and for a moment, you know, the enemy kind of came against me like, you know, like I should be ashamed because I felt so bad for what she had been through. And here I am. I get up on stage to be like, oh, I destroyed my own life. You know? And so I felt shame over that. It was, you know, but I recognized it right away. But it's true. So, you know, both of those things are awful, whether we've been sinned against or we're the sinner. And also, you know, like you said, I mean, it's for everybody. So even if you are just living kind of the normal life, life is hard. There's challenges and we could all use a little bit of encouragement.
Now, you also mentioned that there were some DVDs. Were there some video taken at the conference? And
yes. And we have someone working on them to get them ready.
Okay.
So I'm praying that they'll be done by Monday.
How would somebody
and
obtain
so
one of those?
If you go on our site, I haven't announced it yet.
Okay.
So, but there'll be a place where you can buy them, and we're going to try to do instant download, or DVDs that can be mailed. Some of the women came up and said, "Did you record it? Because I want to show, you know, my aunt that lives in Washington." And so that's our hope, is that we can get it into the hands of more people. So
okay, now I'm
going
to make fun of you, Amy. I just have to.
Is it my hair?
No, I like the little voice. I like the little voice that you use, the enthusiastic female voice I'll give you. But here's what I want both of you to do. When you imitate your husbands, I want you to give me your dork voice, because that's what women always do when they imitate their husbands. Give me the dork voice. Come on,
no,
honestly,
I don't,
be
though.
Real.
Yeah, I don't
no,
either.
Oh, you
yeah.
guys.
No, we can be real. We can be real, and we're saying, yeah, no, we don't. I can get mad at him, but I don't. I was just telling him the other day, aren't you glad I'm not one of those women that rolls their eyes at you? And he said, yes, and I don't. But that's the respect thing. So we're being real. I mean, I can tell you other things I do that's not nice, or that he does. But,
that's true.
But I don't use that. I'm sorry. You had this thing and then it just fell flat. I'm sorry, Jim.
I just think, I have heard women imitating their husbands and they always use the dork voice, like, "Well, I don't know what you mean, honey."
You know? No, I don't. I don't.
I don't either.
He's not a dork.
Hey, so. Well, what I was hoping to do is lighten it up just a little bit, because we're going to come back in our last segment and we're going to talk about one of the primary things you address, and that is shame. And how God will overcome that and use that in people's lives. So we'll be right back with our last segment. Jennifer and Amy will be with us. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200, or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Here's Joy Junction CEO Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now, and it's a dream come true for our late founder Jeremy Reynolds to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Hello, friends. My name is Brian Allard. I'm the president of America Praise and New Mexico Praise. I want to invite you and your family to join us at the Albuquerque Convention Center on Saturday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. for Convoy of Hope. We would love to partner with you to bless our community with over $1 million worth of goods and services, including free groceries, shoes for kids, haircuts, family portraits, and lunch from Chick-fil-A. No ID required. Visit convoy.org/Albuquerque.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Amy Allen and Jennifer Lee Smith in studio with us this afternoon. Of course, they run the Real Conference for Women at the, it was held at the Baptist Church, Eastern Hills, up on Morris. And we're so blessed that they're with us this afternoon, kind of recapping that. Amy, you got a couple things that you wanted to mention about the hot topics coming up here on the 17th?
Yes, it will be at Eastern Hills Baptist Church from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 17th. And Rochelle Wright will be the one teaching, and she's going to talk about spiritual warfare. And she did a fantastic job at the conference. Amazing. She came with her in her uniform, in her Air Force uniform. And so she knows what she's talking about. And so I just want to encourage anyone that might have missed it, or wants to hear it again, or wants to bring their friends, she'll be doing it again. So
and that'll be at Eastern Hills, mm-hmm. the 17th, mm-hmm. at what time?
At 6:30 p.m., 6:30 to 8. And there's a Q&A time as well, so that's really fun. And part of the conference is we want to give real tools, and that is exactly what she did, and that's what she'll be doing again, is give tools. How do you deal with the spiritual warfare? She's going to tell you.
Okay. Well, we talked about shame a little bit and how, you know, you mentioned that, Jennifer, how you felt shame about having been an addict at one time. But now it's a powerful part of your testimony and people can rejoice with you and that you've overcome that and you're an entrepreneur and understand now a new realtor.
Yes.
All right. So Jennifer Lee will be selling real estate as well. So that sounds like one more project amongst 500 others that you have.
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing my color and painting and real estate and ministry.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you know God will work through shame and help people overcome that.
Well, I think one of the things that was brought up at the conference was not only having wrong beliefs about who we are in Christ, but also about who God is. And when God cleans us up, when we turn to Him, I mean, there's no shame. He's already taken that from us. And so we shouldn't run away from God. We want Him to enter into that with us, because there really is no shame. So, when I talked about having to get up and, you know, confess what I had done to my own life, we need to recognize, as I did, that it's the enemy that wants to use shame to keep us right where we are. Again, whether you've been sinned against or whether you are the one that is doing it yourself. Mm. So, so I think that shame keeps us away from God, and it keeps us away from being transparent and being who we are.
Absolutely. Well, you've already mentioned that people that have been addicted or are addicted
mm-hmm.
Can come out of that and go on to do great ministries. A lot of Calvary Chapel pastors, for example, have been in that same situation. People can come out of adultery to have great marriages.
Mm-hmm.
People can come out of abuse situations and mentor and love on women and help them protect themselves and be aware. I mean, there's just a million scenarios.
Yes. And that's the hope that we have in Christ. And that's the hope we want to share, and that we did share at the conference. And we ended Saturday with a rousing, yes, Lord, you know, and sending the women out to say whatever it is their yes, Lord is. And we pray that they receive that from the Lord at the conference. And now they're going to go back to their churches, back to their communities, back to their families, and put into practice what they were taught and say yes to the Lord, and then watch how that is using their pain to proclaim His name.
Outstanding. GetRealWithGod.com. That's how you can reach out to Amy Allen and Jennifer Lee Smith. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. We will see you tomorrow.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.